This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark and Wang Xiaoning. Now, we're running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, asking you, do you think the MCO should be extended? Right now, we've had 317 votes. 45% said, do whatever it takes. 38% said yes by two more weeks. 10% said yes by another week. 7.3% said no. Well, it's encouraging that most people are in favour of the MCO extending, whether it's by 1 week or 2 weeks or potentially more, even despite the impact that it's having on our economy. But of course, the question now is this kind of struggle between the balance between your healthcare and the economy is something that most countries around the world are seeing. And China is in the spotlight because China had a bit of a head start on the rest of the world. And now, after seemingly quelling their COVID-19 health crisis, their focus appears to be now shifting to restarting their virus-battered economy.
Because last week, China's Purchasing Managers Index, now this is a key gauge of manufacturing activity, surprised markets coming in at 52.0 in March, the strong rebound from 35.7 in February, and this was much higher than the 44.8 that analysts actually expected in the Bloomberg survey. Now, the question is growth there, right? Because we are looking at millions of jobs still at risk after the country's inactivity for several months.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Tommy Xie, Head of Greater China Research at OCBC Bank. Thank you for joining us this morning, Tommy. So what will China's recovery curve look like? I mean, there were earlier expectations of a V-shaped recovery, but does that really look realistic?
Hi, good morning, everybody. So I think it really depends whether China is going to face the second wave of the contagion or not. So as we know right now, China is facing some kind of the imported cases. So we have more than 800 imported cases right now in China. So, and also there's also kind of some kind of concern regarding the symptom-free carriers of the coronavirus. So we do see some kind of the local transmission because of the symptom-free carriers. So that, to me, is the key question. Are we going to see the second wave or not? So if we are going to see the second wave in China, so which means the ship most likely will be like a kind of the, like a W ship. So we might see the rebound from here, then we might see the economy to slow down again. So, but that's not in our baseline for now. So I think we still have 80% chance that China may be able to contain the coronavirus within the current scale. So if that's the case, I would say yes, possibly the V-shape is still something in our baseline, but the shape of the V could be still different from the normal shape of the V, right? I think most likely on the right side of the V, you know, the curve could be much flatter as we saw the normal V. I mean, the reason being is because right now China is facing, the Chinese economy in particular, is facing the rising demand shock from globally because the world economy is kind of the stop right now. So even though China has kind of the stopped out the supply side shock, but the demand shock is coming. So we have seen the all the orders disappear. So that's why I think that April, in my opinion, could be very challenging months for China. So even though we are going to see the recovery, which should be, because I mean, the first quarter really should be the bottom, right? So people are talking about the -5% to -10% kind of the GDP growth in China. So second quarter, we should see some kind of the recovery, but how strong it is, I really don't think we're going to see a very strong recovery from here because the demand shock simply is too big right now for China to take.
And Tommy, what is your projection then for the Chinese economy going forward? I mean, what kind of growth are you looking at for the whole year?
Oh, well, I think it's quite a challenge question right now because the situation is quite fluid at the moment. So I mean, for me, actually, I think it's quite a big challenge for the economy to recover from here. I think the second quarter, we should return to the positive growth. But as I said, how fast it is, I think it's a difficult question. So, and also depends on how strong the policy support from the Chinese government right now. Right now, it seems like, we are seeing kind of the lagging behind the curve from the Chinese government, because most of the country has already announced a huge fiscal stimulus. But we haven't heard anything concrete yet from China. So that, to me, is another parameter. But altogether, I think there's still a chance for China to achieve above 4% growth. I think depending on how strong they want to support the growth.
So what are they? What are the issues that they're facing now as other countries go into lockdowns and movement control orders and circuit breakers? You know, how dependent is China on exports to these countries?
Okay, definitely we're going to see the problem from here. I talked to quite a lot of manufacturers in China. So I think the situation we are seeing right now, going back to February, it's basically the situation that, you know, those foreign buyers, they are chasing the Chinese manufacturers. Say, hey, when can you deliver the goods? That was the story of the February. But moving to the late March, the story has totally changed. Right now, the Chinese sellers are chasing the foreign buyers. Say, hey, when can I deliver the goods? So that's the changing scenario we are seeing. But on the positive note, if you look at the numbers alone, export only account for less than 20% of China's GDP right now. So in other words, actually, the big chunk in Chinese economy is still the investment, still the consumption. So that's why I think, if China can come out with concrete measures to support the economy, especially from the fiscal side, we might still see kind of the support to Chinese economy, even though, you know, the external demand could be quite weak at the current stage.
And Tommy, you mentioned policy. So exactly, what suggestions would you have that the China should actually implement to kind of stimulate the economy? Because like you say, they haven't announced any big measures unlike even in Malaysia and Singapore.
Yes, I think to me, the fiscal policy is the way to play in this pandemic kind of the story. But in terms of the monetary policy, you know, China usually is they're running their own so-called characteristics. So it's quite unlikely for us to see China did what the Fed did, like a 100 basis points interest rate cuts, you know, kind of the movement. So China prefer to save kind of the bullets for the future use. So, they are still cutting the rates, cutting the reserve requirement ratio, but still in a quite, control kind of the manner. But on a positive note, actually, they also return to the crisis era playbook, right? So one of the things they did in 2008 during the global financial crisis is they're cutting the interest rates for the excessive reserve the banks placed with the central bank. So they did again last Friday. So that's a good thing to me. They actually reckon the impact of the global slowdown on China. So that's on the monetary policy side. I think to me, the key focus going forward should be on the fiscal policy side. So whether China is going to provide more fiscal supports, I think there's a couple of things in the pipeline. So, the first thing it can do is to increase the fiscal deficit target. But the problem is we know the fiscal deficit target has to be approved by the parliament, which is the National People's Congress in China. But this meeting has been postponed. We don't know when the meeting is going to start. So without the meeting, we can't see how much they are going to increase the fiscal deficit target. That's definitely one of the ways they can do the fiscal deficit target. The second thing they are doing is to front-loading the quota for the local government special bond. So that's to support all the investment projects. So the last thing they are going to do is to restart something we call a special treasury bond. So that's the first time in 13 years. So the last time they did that was in 2007. So now they are going to do it again. So this, to me, should be the way to support the consumption, right? Because I think a lot of people are going to lose the job. So they need kind of the money, the direct cash payout to them to support the consumption. I think the special treasury bond could be one of the way to support that. But how much it is, so we are going to see when China is going to announce that.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Tommy. That was Tommy Chia, Head of Greater China Research over at OCBC Bank. Quite a lot of interesting insights. So he does still think that the V-shaped recovery from China is possible, except that the recovery may be a little bit, the leg of the V may be a little bit shallower on the recovery side. So a bit more like a Nike swoosh.
Yes. Well, hopefully that versus a W, which is going going to happen if there is a second wave. So
I think the concern as well before when China's number of cases was starting to decline was that, put forward by Bloomberg and everything, was that they didn't actually track the number of asymptomatic carriers they recorded. So that, coupled with the potential of imported cases now from other parts of the world, is jeopardizing the Chinese economy. Because if, say, they see a second wave, what are they going to do? Shut down their economy for another 3 months?
No, then the economic cost of that will be very severe, right? Because this, initially everyone thought this was going to be like a SARS. It's going to be a W, everything will be sharp and quick. But, we're talking about structural damage to any economy, right? So how fast can we get production capacity up? How fast can you get employment back, to get the factory started again?
And not just get factory started again, get actually the supply off the factory floor, because nobody's accepting deliveries now.
Yeah, unfortunately, because as China's recovering, the rest of the world is in a bit of their own respective shutdowns.
It's a bit of a difficult situation all round. But right now we are heading into the 9 o'clock news bulletin. And up next, we're taking a look at our KLCI opening numbers and some corporate news for you. So be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.